Scripture of this Sunday afternoon service is Genesis chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. Genesis chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. So Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left." Dear brothers and sisters, and members of more than 3,600 branch churches in the States, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, the Netherlands, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, and other African countries, together with China, Japan, Pakistan, Indonesia, the Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, and Egypt, and branch churches and local sanctuaries in Korea, and the members who are attending this service through satellite, the internet, and all the TV viewers. Let me correct this. It's 3,800 branch churches. Because almost about 200 churches in India requested to become our branch churches last week. So it became 3,800 branch churches over the world. I believe that it should be more than 4,000 branch churches. This is the 13th session on the series of goodness. This time the title is The Goodness of Abraham. Abraham is one of fathers of faith whose nickname are the father of faith. James 2:23 says that he was called the friend of God. None of these three nicknames, father of faith, fountain of blessing, and friend of God, could be given easily. Not anybody can be nicknamed that way. Only a person who is recognized by God can be entitled that way. Then how could Abraham be recognized as such by God? Until now, many times I have explained about Abraham as one of illustrations for my messages. But now, I will preach about him in light of his goodness. It was because of his outstanding goodness that he could become a friend of God, blessing of God, and a father of faith. I hope that you long for the goodness of Abraham, and it's descending upon your heart abundantly while I preach this message about him. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will be closer to God the Father and become a better vessel that can enjoy all blessings of God. Dear brothers and sisters, the first goodness of Abraham God recognized of was that he was gentle and willing to yield. To the extent that you become changed by the truth, you have more measure of the peaceful and considerate heart, and gentleness and the willingness to yield come from such peaceful heart. With more detailed explanations, gentleness is the heart in which you can give everything you have, because your heart is filled with the truth and you are set free by the truth. Willingness to yield comes from the good and beautiful heart, and it makes you choose either of two choices, choose what is more pleasing to God. He who is willing to yield sends out good words from his mouth and shows good and beautiful deeds. Abraham had the perfection of gentleness and the willingness to yield. What kinds of his deeds show us his perfect gentleness and willingness to yield? A representative illustration of his gentleness and willingness to yield is shown in Genesis 13. Abraham gave his nephew Lot the priority to choose a better land. Lot had stayed with Abraham since Abraham left his own country according to the will of God. So, when God gave Abraham blessing, Lot enjoyed the blessing together with Abraham because he was with Abraham. But when their possessions increased, they could no longer live together. Water and pasture were too short for both of them to raise large numbers of animals. That's why their shepherds quarreled from time to time. Abram wanted to be at peace with his nephew in everything, so he gave his nephew the suggestion in Genesis chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. Genesis 13, 8 and 9 say, "So Abram said to Lot, 'Please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. Or if to the right, then I will go to the left.' Abram gave up the priority that he could have taken and gave it to his nephew. He gave up his priority. His nephew Lot did not refuse to receive it at all, but chose a fertile land full of water. What would you do if you are in his shoes now? What would you do if you were in Abram's shoes? Please compare your heart with this message, okay? Will you take advantage of the situation and choose the better as Lot did? Or will you give the priority back to your uncle? Even if Lot had returned the priority to Abram, Abram would have let his nephew Lot to take it again. However, no matter how many times Abraham tried to give the priority to him, if Lot had known the duty of man and realized the grace from Abraham, he could not have done it. He should have returned the priority and let Abraham take it to the point of choosing the infertile land. When Abraham continually advised him to take the better land after he refused, if he had chosen it, thinking he had fully acted the duty of man, it proves that he had not known the grace from Abraham and not performed his whole duty either. It may look better than choosing the better land at the time, but if he had realized and felt thankful for the grace of Abraham, he could not choose it, even if he had to choose it in priority. In the Bible, Lot never refused to take the priority at all, but accepted it and left for the land. It tells us what kind of heart vessel he had. But how about the heart of Abraham? When Lot chose the battle-looking land and left, Abraham did not feel sorry and had no ill feelings. He never felt offended at all because his heart was willing to yield and be peaceable. Even though Lot didn't refuse the offer, Abram didn't have any kind of ill feelings against his nephew Lot. His heart was so gentle as to give the priority time and time again. In being so willing to yield that he could have chosen either of two, He was ready to choose what is more acceptable to God. He would like to give the right he would enjoy to a little child because he served others from his heart. And even if the child asked for some more, he would readily give him some. How gentle are you in comparison with Abraham? Between you and your wife or husband, or between the children, what kind of heart do you have? What kind of things you want in your heart? Because your action and what you have in your heart may be different. I don't have any intention to, take pride in my family, but I'm just giving an example for your grace. I believe I have moved out 7 or 8 times during these 23 years. At first, we started to use, we used to sleep all together in one room. But later on, we started to have our own each room. But between three of my daughters, they always tried to yield the better and a bigger room to each other all the time. And then usually, the prayer of the Amami Prayer House, president of the Amami Prayer House, their mom had to interfere and then make their mother had to make a decision. So last time, the youngest one used the smallest room before we came into this house. So this time, youngest, you used this bigger room. And the elder room, elder sister, you use this smaller room. Because they always try to yield each other. So their mother had to make a decision between them. And then I, as well, yield to my wife. And I usually slept right beside the kitchen, usually the smallest room. I didn't say that I am after the Abram's heart, but I try to resemble the heart of Abraham between husband and wife, between parents and children, between sisters and brothers. We should try to yield to each other. Then, what about the inheritance right? So many people having trouble or became enemies between each other because of the inheritance from their parents. What if you yield to each other? Then you're not going to have that kind of trouble at all. And how happy that family is going to be. Please bear in mind, and I believe that all the brothers and sisters of this Mammon Church will enjoy that kind of life. And your workspace, working places, and your businesses as well. If you have 10 and someone asks you for them, how many could you give him? Some of you may give him just 2, some others might give 5. And still others with a broad mind might give 9. But Abraham would like to give 10, whole 10, if somebody asked for all 10. The gentleness of Abraham in which he could give everything he had is spiritual goodness that God accepts. Dear brothers and sisters, the second goodness of Abraham was that he was unselfish upright, and faithful. His heart was not only beautiful and good, but also so broad as to embrace many things. God allowed him various trials so that his beautiful and big vessel would change into a perfect vessel of good. Of course, his trials were different from those of other prophets. For example, Moses had to let himself die thoroughly through his trials, and he shed many tears. And he had to spend 40 years of his life with his wife's family. When his own being and old self were completely put to death, his faith in God was made perfect, and he could see everything with new viewpoints of faith. He confessed his real thankfulness coming from the bottom of his heart, along with tears of thanks. But differently, Abram did not receive trials of sorrow and tears, but received the blessing through trials because he followed the upright way in the hope and faith. Abram also had something to worry about and lament, but it was lighter than that of Moses. Abram and Moses received different trials because their situation and God-given duties were different, and because they had different heart fields, the way God cultivated them was different. Abram had a good and big heart from the beginning, and longed to walk in the honest and faithful way. He was not rough in anything and treated nothing in a passive manner. He was never indiscreet or inexact. When I went on to overseas mission, or when we go on to some special conference or seminar to the different cities, I always look around their restrooms, their offices, or their sleeping rooms. But whenever I look around, I couldn't find the right room which was neatly organized, because they think that the hotel rooms or motel rooms are just the accommodation they're going to stay for a couple of days. So they didn't organize it neatly and nicely. But it is a good heart to organize everything wherever you go. Then the employees of the hotel will recognize them, recognize you from the Mammon Church, and they will glorify our Father God. But I haven't seen such a room ever for the last overseas mission and conference or seminar. You have to change the bottom of your heart, the center of your heart, and be changed completely. When there was a student who woke up and went to the school, and his mother went into his room and organized everything after him, how would it be better for the student to organize his room by himself? How would it be wonderful? That kind of heart is the heart of our Lord. So Abram was organized like that. So he was always exact and precise. He never failed to do anything perfectly before God because he was exact and thorough in anything. It does not mean he relied on his ability and did anything properly. Abram was so humble that he considered himself as nothing in the sight of God, and he fully believed that he could do all things in the name of God. That's why he was never at a loss when he met with hardships. In addition, because he walked in the upright and truthful manner, his life was filled with blessing. This point was deemed to be good in the sight of our Father God. How beautiful heart Abram had. Some say that they act with faith, but they are neither honest nor truthful because of their selfish desires. But a really good-hearted person follows an upright and faithful way because he believes that God will bless him. Abram was the very person and the promise God had given him through Genesis 12:2, saying, "And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing." It was fulfilled as it was spoken. God does not give this kind of promise or blessing to anybody. Let me give you a few illustrations of Abram's upright and faithful life. In Genesis chapter 14, when his nephew Lot and his household were involved in war and taken away as captives, Abram went forward victoriously into the war and rescued them from the opposing enemy. When he heard of Lot's predicament, Abraham did not pretend to stand without noticing, but ran to the war at the risk of his life and delivered Lot and his family. Because of this deed of Abraham that brought the victory, the king of Sodom, to whom Lot was a subject, wanted to give thanks to Abraham and told him to keep the spoils of war. But Abraham said to the king of Sodom in Genesis 14, verses 22 and 23, "I have sworn to the Lord God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread or a sandal, thong, or anything that is yours. For fear you would say, 'I have made Abraham rich.'" Abraham played the most important part in winning the war, and it brought moral indebtedness upon the king of Sodom. So even if he had tried to take the plunder, it would have been deemed wrong and inappropriately seeking his own greed. If he had been a little less selfish in his desire for the spoils, he would have rationalized every situation in accordance with his desire. He may have said that it would be proper for him to take the spoils because they were the wages for his crucial aid in winning the war. And he would have added that they were able to win the war because God was with them, and so the spoils were the blessing that God had allowed to him, and he deserved to receive it. However, Abraham never tried to make anything by selfish desire or personal benefits. That's because he had no greed for possessions and had no desire for selfish benefits at all. If you think of the illustration of the General Lee Sun-shin of our history, you can see that his heart is like the heart of Abraham because he didn't have any selfish greed. I told you last time that I read the some Chinese novel. And before I accepted God, from the book, I realized some good hearts from the book. But after I accepted the good, but after I accepted God and Jesus Christ as my Savior, I realized that the characters in the Chinese book are very good heart indeed. Because he himself, the characters in that book, sacrificed his life for his servants and his nation and his kings. And so many soldiers, and only one general who is so honest. This general didn't have any selfish greed. He sacrificed everything for his king and for his nation and for his people. Whatever the battle, however crucial the battle is, he always won the battle. He always survived the battle. And he sacrificed everything for his king and for his people. Do you know who that is? The general Zhou Zhaliong. He'd been to so many battles and wars, but he had been never injured. And he didn't die. He didn't die in the battle. He died at peace. After he got old. Even the death was the blessing of our Father God, because he didn't have any selfishness, no greed. That's why he didn't get sick. He died at peace when he became old. Before I knew our Father and Jesus Christ, when I read that kind of novel, I was always touched by such a man. He wanted to receive any blessing only from God, Abraham. He did not want to store up financial blessings following his own desires in a human way. But he just wanted to be rich in the blessings God gives us when our souls are getting along well. This was deemed to be upright and truthful in the sight of God. And God considered Abram as good. Just as the first part of Proverbs 11:3 says, the integrity of the upright will guide them. Abram was continually guided to the path of blessing God had prepared. If you want to receive blessing from God, you have to accomplish the goodness of Abram in your heart. You must walk uprightly in God's eyes without any selfish desire. Quite a long time ago, there was a brother who gave me a house, the whole house. But I tried to sell it because I had to prepare this anniversary service. But right before the anniversary service, that house was sold. And I could realize that if that house was sold, if this house had been sold before the anniversary service, then that money could have been spent on something else. But God had prepared everything so that the house could be sold right before the anniversary service. So after selling the house, I took care of all the debts of the brother who gave me that house. And then I gave him more. And used it for the church use. Whenever I think of the something which God gave me or to this church, there is a reason and there is time. Our Father God has arranged. And the amount of money our Father God arranges is always precise. I always can recognize it later on. But many follow their own desires and seek for personal benefits as they see fit for them, so they do not receive blessings from God. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 10 says, "He who leads the upright along an evil path will fall into his own trap, but the blameless will receive a good inheritance." Accordingly, even if nobody leads you into the path of evil, you are tempted, deceived, and fall into traps to the extent that your thinking is greedy. Therefore, I wish all of you keep in mind this verse saying, "The blameless will receive a good inheritance. Through it may you receive blessing in all your ways." Dear brothers and sisters, Abram was so upright and faithful in the sight of God that he never tried to take anything that he could have taken, and he could not be blamed for anything. He paid the proper price for something that he could have received for nothing. This fact happened when he bought a burial site for his wife Sarah, who had died. In Genesis chapter 23, when the Hittites told Abraham that they would give him a tomb for nothing to bury his wife, he refused the offer on the spot and paid the proper price for the cave in the field of Machpelah, near Mamre in the land of Canaan. It proves that he had no selfish desire, but was so honest and upright that he would not receive what is not proper. The fact that Abraham bought the burial site and made it his possession was made possible because he had wisdom of goodness. The mind of flesh people changes sometimes. So although they said they would give something for nothing at first, later they would change their minds and later request something in return for giving the land. If Abraham had not done as he did, something troublesome might have developed later because of that. He considered what might happen in the future and removed the root of any future problems that might happen. I believe the churches of the workers should put this in your mind so that you don't have to suffer from, you know, some hard trials. As said in Genesis 23:18, the land became Abram's permanent possession by the agreement made in the presence of the Hittite elders at the city gate. Thus Abraham made the purchase of the field and the cave on it public and in the presence of many people so that nothing could go wrong. He was very wise. With this good wisdom, he did not receive the loot that the king of Sodom had told him to take. If he had received it when Abram became richer, the king might have said Abram had been made rich because the king had given all the plunder to Abram. Abram said, "I will not take so much as a single thread or a sandal from you," and flatly rejected his suggestion. He did it in such a wise manner that he left nothing to disgrace God. Abraham gained this wisdom of goodness because he followed the uprightness and faithfulness from his heart. When I was a beginner, My brothers came to me and told me, "Why are you trying to do this kind of business? Why don't you do other business?" But I have prayed for God and decided I had to do this kind of business. So I didn't try to get any kind of help from my brothers. If I get help from my brothers, then I would not be able to give glory to our Father God. So I rejected the offers from my brothers. Because my brothers tried to help me because, you know, I've been sick for 7 years. But I rejected it to glorify our Father God. So later on, how thankful I would be. I could glorify our Father God without accepting their help. If I had taken their help, I should not be able to glorify our Father God. So I just depended only on my Father God. The same applies to when I started this church. I started this church only with 7,000 won in my pocket. I didn't receive any kind of help from my brothers and sisters. I didn't try. I didn't want to. I didn't have any kind of desire in my heart at all. I never asked them to come to my church and live a Christian life. Because all my nephews and nieces and brothers and sisters, I didn't ask them to help me. I didn't ask them to come to my church. I never did. I just solely depended on my Father God from the beginning. I made a room for prayer, and I always prayed in that room. The members of this church who were with me from the beginning remember this and witness this. Even in hot summer days, I was sweating a lot in the prayer room, but I didn't stop praying. There was no fan, nothing, so small. My whole clothes was soaked by the water. I prayed like that. But by the prayers, my Father God answered those prayers, and I could accomplish one by one by just depending on our Father God. And you should be like that. Whenever you have something, try to depend on our Father God solely. And when you receive the answer, and glorify our Father God. And then if you do it just one by one, our Father God will put trust in you and bless you more. And our Father God will take the responsibility of all the ways of you do. Because our Father God has been always saying, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, last year. And our Father God blessed me and this church to have 3,800 branch churches all over the world. And I'm so glad that many brothers and sisters are getting blessing from our Father God by giving thanks and glorify our Father God and showing their faith before our Father God. Today, there was one man with his employees came to me and gave me testimony. Last July, he established the company. He made a tithe for the first month, 1,000,000 won. But a couple of months later, it became 800,000,000 won. And he said that he only depended on God and always prayed. And he said he's getting busier and busier. He need to enlarge his office and employ, and he has to employ more employees. But he came to me to ask me, do I have to enlarge my office? He wanted to depend on our Father God and ask the will of our Father God. That's why he came to me and asked me if he had to enlarge his office. So I knew his heart. He could do it because he's the boss. But even if it's the small matter, he came to me and asked me to see the will of our Father God. So I told him to enlarge your office. And our Father God is giving so abundant blessing to him and his company. And because of the client's request, he's going to make more than what he makes. And other than this, he had something in his mind to do some kind of other business. What is it? He has some kind of idea which he can do with marble stone, so that he can decorate that kind of stone in any shape, in any color, because he had that kind of idea and technology. So he had a plan to do that kind of business later on. And he told me that this kind of technology has been developed by him and NASA in the States. So he had the kind of technology to make any kind of color and any kind of shape. When people put the marble stone for the construction work. So when he put advertisement on the internet, there were so many buyers requested information on it. So he had tried to enlarge his company for a different fields of business. So he's going to receive abundant blessing from our Father God. So I told him that we have many special guests from all over the world. Even the very close secretary of the prince of UAE. And then he would like to see that kind of technology with his own eyes. Because I know that that person likes so many different colors of stones, the marble stones. Because the UAE, the prince of the UAE, is doing so huge construction projects in his land. So I said that when the person came from UAE, I'm going to tell the kind of technology to him, and I told him. I'm not sure if I can arrange that or not, but I'll try to make it happen. Like this, when you depend on our Father God solely, and when you try to keep His commandments and live by His word, then our Father God will give you more and more blessings to you. And I believe that I have explained to you in the last sessions that he is one of my brothers, one of my sons I truly trust. Because even if he was poor, he always kept his promise all the time. Even if he was in a financial crisis, because he made a promise to me something, he made that kind of money and sent it to me. So I took his heart, even if he was in debt, so I could see his upright heart. He didn't change his heart. So because of his promise, he promised that he's going to give me some kind of money. Even if he was in debt, when he had money, he kept the promise. From the moment on, I kept him in my heart. And then he has been changed at all, even if his wife. That's why our Father God is blessing him all the more. Now, what is the wisdom of goodness? It is resembling our Father God. That's the wisdom of goodness. That's the wisdom of heaven. Resembling of our Father God and depending on our Father God. You have to try to get the wisdom from our Father Heaven. Another illustration is said in Genesis chapter 21. At the time of Abraham, water was very valuable. One day, servants of Abimelech seized the well that belonged to Abraham. Actually, Abraham suffered some loss. But when he met with Abimelech concerning this matter, he did not ask for the compensation due to him, but made the right to possess the well clear by giving Abimelech 7 little lambs. Even though Abimelech was wrong, Abraham first followed the way of peace, and at the same time, he made everything clear so that quarrel would never happen again because of the ownership of the well. If Abraham had only rebuked Abimelech for his wrongdoing, Abimelech would have been forced to draw back rather than to repent and turn from his way. Then true peace would not have been happened between them. If Abimelech later met with another difficulty with water, he would have seized the well violently again. Abimelech should have compensated Abraham for the loss, but instead he received the prize for the well from Abraham. That's why he surrendered himself to Abraham from his heart and never took it from then on. This tells us how wise Abraham was. Thus Abraham was led to the path of blessing that God prepared. He did everything in a perfect and exact manner because he had wisdom of goodness. Likewise, if you do anything with wisdom in a good heart, you will have nothing to quarrel about and have peace with everybody. And you will be able to finish your work perfectly so that nothing wrong will happen. But how many people do these things? They do not treat that kind of matter with goodness, but try to discern whose fault it is. If ill feelings increase within you and the other party with the passing of time, the matter goes worse. But if you receive wisdom of goodness, you will not be interfered with in enlarging the kingdom and righteousness of God, but accomplish the providence of God more greatly. If you treat the party who has done wrong to you with goodness, you may be able to change him to become your helper. I hope that you remember this wisdom of goodness comes upon you, when you become willing to yield anything to others and walk in the upright way without any selfish desire. Here is the conclusion, dear brothers and sisters. I have explained two aspects of Abraham's goodness. The first goodness of Abraham, God accepts, is his heart that is gentle and willing to yield. And his second goodness is that he was honest and upright without any selfishness. People of this world who have the appearance of goodness may just be weak and they meet with various difficulties. But those whose goodness is recognized by God do not meet such problems because they receive the wisdom of goodness like Abraham. They can solve any problem in peace and prevent any would-be troubles. James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18 say, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." I pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ that you may long for the goodness more eagerly and reach the level of goodness of Abraham so that your life can be filled with the grace and blessing of our Father God. I will give you a testimony and I will finish the message. He testified that things happened between him and his wife. There was a meeting for the great parish. They had a meeting in some kind of restaurant. And all the members of the great parish met in the restaurant. She left the purse in his house. And she realized that she left his purse in his house when she was filling the gas tank of her car. I'm not sure she went up to his house on foot or not, but she went up to her house. Her husband told her that, "Why did you come up to the house? Why didn't you call me? Then I would bring this purse to you." She said that she was sorry to ask him that kind of things. So she The story is this. She had a great parish meeting in a restaurant, and then because she was running the restaurant, and after the great parish meeting, all the members of the parish, left the restaurant. But by that time, her husband came into the restaurant. So she told the members of the parish to, you know, she was sorry and set the dinner table for her husband. Now, later on, when she left his her purse at her house, she came up to his her house, and when she came back to her house, her husband told her that, "Why didn't you call me? If you had called me, I would have brought this back to you." So I told her that you and your husband married so good because you to each other, ill to each other, and think of each other. How beautiful husband and wife you are. And there is a missionary. Actually, we have an elder who is running a business, and because of his, because he is receiving the so abundant blessing from our Father God, all the employees in his business working too hard. So he decided to employ more people for the job because he had a pity on them, because those employees working so hard. So to reduce the workload from them, he decided to employ more workers for his business. So all the employees in his business are all smiling and all, you know, ill to each other and cooperate each other. So like these people, when you have goodness in your heart and try to ill to each other, then you can make this kind of peace in your life. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Please let your message become the seed of great strength and faith in our heart. Please, you are good, and our Lord Jesus Christ is good, so that let us become good as well, resembling you and Lord Jesus Christ. Please, let us become Abraham. Let us resemble the heart of Abraham, so that we can receive abundant blessing from you, O Father God. Please bless us. Please, let us become the children of yours in the light and goodness. Please bless us. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Here's a testimony. I am working on designing the model train. And I provide my products to the buyers in the States. But I had so leftovers, which I didn't sell down. But I arranged a meeting with senior pastor. Before we met senior pastor, we prayed and fasted for the meeting.
But 3분 정도의 시간을 남겨두시고 하느님이 무엇을 하세요 하고 질문하셨고 지니고 간 모형 기차
I have thought that my senior pastor would ask me what I do, so I prepared the one of the products I made and brought it with me. So I met senior pastor asked me what I do, and I explained what I did. And then I explained the troubles I got. And then right after the meeting, I received an email from the buyers in the States that they wanted to buy all the products I had. I got an email.
2, 3차분의 다른 제품을 주문받고 있는 중입니다. 또 1년 전, 1년 총 수입의 대부분 차지하는 업체의 디자인을 해 주었을 때 미국 바이어 손님이 일요일에 제품 검사를 하고 월요일에 본국으로 귀국할 거라며 디자이너를 참석할 것을 요구하며 주일 성수하지 못하게
But the buyers wanted to have me in the conference on Sunday. But I rejected his offer to keep the Lord's Day holy. I depended on our Father God solely. I left everything on top of Father God. But as the result, the buyers said that he's the only one who could make the right products for us. So they decided to buy those products from my company. So I could keep the Lord's Day holy and I could sold out all the products I have made. From this example, you should realize that how important it is to keep the Lord's Day holy. Through the messages which were delivered by Pastor Lee Soo-jin and my senior pastor, I was so moved by those messages regarding the tithe. So I prayed and I lived by the word of our Father God. Now I received many blessings from our Father God, so that I can help our senior pastor and the kingdom of our Father God. I would like to give glory and thanks to our Father God, and I would like to give thanks to our senior pastor who prayed for my business and for my family. And I heard that the product is so expensive in the States. If you see the films, you see the train accidents, right? That kind of scene is made from that kind of train he made. Please receive this prayer for the sick. Hallelujah, Father. Please lay your hands on them. Please endow them with power, power, power. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit and the most high power of creation burn all the internal germs, organs, bones, joints, nerves, and cells from head to toe. Please bless all the brothers and sisters who are attending this service through satellite and the internet and the GCN programs. Please give them power. Please give them strength. Please let them healthy and physically and spiritually. Let the light shine on them. Let the light shine on them. Father, let them be strengthened and receive answers to all their desires and prayers of their hearts. Father, wherever they may go, all the devils and enemy devils will depart and go away and protect your children, Father God. Please, Father, bless everything they do. Please bless them when they go out, when they come in. Bless all their works, homes, and business. Next week, we're going to have 23rd anniversary of this church. Please bless all the people who are preparing that anniversary service. Please give us good weather. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.